Hello, I'm here this afternoon to give you, I hope, a nice story. It will be, and it is, a true story. Some relaxation to soothe you to sleep. I think sleep is very difficult. In the background, you will just hear wind chimes because I'm outside, and a rush of wind in the trees, not me. Forgive me, I really have a weird sense of humour, but you will hear a breeze coming through the trees and rustling paper, because I found this notes that I had written. It comes from, I lived in Turkey for a couple of years, lived there because my ex-husband was in the military. We were stationed there for 2 years. It wasn't long after one of the wars or trouble, there was a lot of terrorism. There was no airbase. We lived in, as it's called, the economy, which means in amongst the Turkish people, in a flat or an apartment, and shopped in the local shops. And this was my memories of, I love beaches, and we spent a lot of time when it was warm at the beach, and these are my memories. It's a special, very special time in my life. I found an Irish friend and a British friend, and Cedar was called the cat lady because she rescued cats from the streets that were horribly treated, and another friend, Margot, an Irish lady that was just so funny. And Turkey is an incredible memory in my life. I loved it. There was a lot of hardship, apart from a couple of really bad earthquakes, which are horrifying, and they were big ones. So let's snuggle down if you're in bed. I hope you are. I'm looking forward to going to bed tonight because I've just washed all my sheets and they're all smooth and they smell delightful. And the noises that you hear in the background here will be that I listen to as I'm going to sleep, because I always leave my window open. I do like the bedroom cold. So I think to relax you, I will just give you some of nature. It's just lie down and snuggle into the bed. Just let everything go. Maybe do a couple of scrunching up of all your body so that you know that your body is relaxing, because sleep is the best thing that you can possibly do for yourself. And I'm looking at a pine tree that's incredibly, incredibly tall, set against the sky is blue. The sky is just blue. There's a couple of tiny, tiny wisps of cloud. The sun, fortunately, is behind my house, so not blinding me at present. And this is my kind of day. And the trees are just swaying. Just is calming in itself, just hearing the papers just rustle against each other, and the trees, as I say, just swaying a little tiny bit backwards and forwards. A butterfly this early in the year has just flown right by me, which is a really good omen as far as I'm concerned. In England we would call it a red admiral. I think it's a monarch here, I'm not sure. But beautiful colours. And I'm just sat alone in the trees, wind chimes in the background. What a lovely place to be. And I can hear some turkeys, whatever their noise is in the background. So forgive the wap, 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 wap. And I'm just chatting away because in this time of the coronavirus, we're socially isolated, so why not listen to me chatting? The breeze is rippling through these trees, the pine needles just gently moving on the end of the branches. Every now and again there's a sharp crack, which is a great big pine cone coming from a very great height. Fortunately, I have been hit with them many times, but not today. I'm very clear of the trees. So just relax now, and this is exactly the place to be. To be relaxed is just a place where all things are possible, with no obstacles. The stumbling block is, though, complete surrender, because without assistance, it's incredibly challenging. The conscious state of mind is incredibly intrusive, as you know, has no boundaries or filter, it just goes merrily on its way, accepting all things as truth and overthinking. It can, and does, distort and amplify everything, all input. And it conveniently fails to censor or banish anything that's detrimental or harmful, damaging, hurtful. It just lets it all in. So to counter all this demanding input, the mind has to retreat to a state of calm, to peace, to process and reframe harmful thoughts that make us feel unsafe or less than or not good enough. And most of that is done if we sleep properly. That REM, the rapid eye movement part of sleep, which therapists use all the time now, because that deep place of sleep processes what has happened that's challenging during the day. So really, just to start the process of calm, which is the elimination of anger, nervousness and strong emotions, is to become tranquil, quiet, soothed and relaxed. That is to be free, absolutely free of tension, anxiety, to be at ease with everything, and in addition, a very bored mind is desirable. So if when I'm telling my stories or tales or ramblings, your brain is just shutting off and being very bored, that's good, because then you become disinterested in your surroundings. You're doing nothing. You will have absolutely no desire to attend to the normal functions of daily living. Hence, you want to sleep. And this will allow for a period of time for healing. So to achieve and continue this calm state, not to be interrupted by the busy mind, focus or boredom is required. Meaning, focus is an awareness by suggestion or a visualization, sensory and auditory stimulation. All of these combine to affect a harmonious, free-flowing energy. Just like the energy that is absolutely pulsing through the air here now, it's almost as if Mother Nature or the breeze or the trees is just saying to me, yes, we understand, just be calm. The breeze has got a slight chill, which is really nice. It's blowing through my hair and just like waves coming and going. And I'm sure in the background you can hear all of a sudden, it sounds like a train. And I used to love trains, steam trains, when I was a kid in England. It just sounds like a train coming from the distance, roaring up the tracks, and then the gust of air as it passes me by. And then it retreats. Just a beautiful place to be in your mind. And this free-flowing energy goes throughout all your systems, all your networks, allowing for smooth and uninterrupted travel along all pathways. So come with me now to a place in Turkey. It was Alsancak in Izmir was where we went. And the one of the nearest beaches or seasides, as Brits call them, was Çeşme. And let's, as I'm telling you this story, basically to wash away all stress and tensions of the day or the past week or the month, I'll take you along with some of my memories of a place that was perfect relaxation. A beach walk in Turkey, a beach walk in Çeşme, an escape to a seascape. The secluded bay is surrounded by quite tall, probably three stories high, white, pure white apartments, all with flower-filled balconies facing the sea. Relax now. Breathe and see the scene unfold before you. Siesta time is over, and people are slowly trickling down to the beach again. Bright umbrellas, large fluffy towels are scattered on the white sand. Little dark-eyed, dark-haired, sun-brown children run in and out of the cool waves that lap along the shoreline. You're feeling warm and relaxed, and the sun's rays are penetrating through your skin. You feel renewed, more and more at peace. Relax now. Turkish music from the only bar, cafe on the beach, hovers above. Smells of meatballs, köfte, kebabs, fresh baked bread, and refreshing beverages waft through the air. I can smell it all now. Oh, that fresh baked bread. Just to walk to the local shop, I had my little girl in a pushchair or stroller. We'd go there and buy the fresh bread, and half of the loaf would be gone before I got home. She would sit there quite happily munching on the bread that I was really looking forward to, and having a tomato sandwich with mayonnaise when I got home. But I can smell it now. Relax now, listening to the aimless chatter, the laughter that floats all around. And let's walk along the water's edge. Out in the distance, windsurfers. The occasional boat glides along the water. The sea is perfectly calm, so clear. You can see the sand and pebbles very clearly on the seabed. It could be 6 inches or 6 feet of water, who can tell? The depth, unfathomable. As far out as you can see, clear, beautiful blue ocean. And as I'm walking along, or you're walking with me along the sand, just at the edge of the water, seaweed floats alongside. And as you walk into the ocean, the foam of the waves lapping around your toes, what an incredible sound. That swirl of the foaming water as it just caresses your feet and laps onto the shore. The sound of a speedboat rushes by, pulling what looks like a huge banana, with people sat one behind the other on this bright, bright yellow banana. Their shrieks of joy and fun don't disturb you. And as the boat turns sharply and tips them all into the surf, there is just hilarity. They're splashing and laughing, and off in the distance the boat does a big wide sweep, brings the floating banana back, and they all try to get back up. The constant parade of laughing, smiling people on the beach, just doing the beach patrol, make you smile inside. They walk up, they walk back, they walk up, and they walk back. Mums and dads just splashing with their little ones at the very shallow waves. Elderly couples strolling along in twos, threes, and sometimes larger groups, just all meandering along the beach. How pleasant to be unnoticed, ignored, unfrustrated and calm. No other person on the beach is interested in who you are or what you do. A small pier juts into the ocean. We stroll to the end. A couple of men are fishing, catching the occasional squid. That will end up on some dinner plate. Breathe in all the sights and sounds and smells. Calm, warm, and relaxed. Remember that you can go anytime to any beach or country that you desire in a few deep breaths, all within your budget, as it is readily available in your relaxed mind to enjoy any time you feel stressed. Sit at the water's edge and hear the cry of a beach vendor selling his wares. Here he comes, just strolling along the beach, carrying a huge pail of sweet corn, still warm on the cob. Children ready to run and give him money for their favourite snack. In his other hand, a tray brimming with meringues, peanut brittle and honeycomb. His vendor's song gets louder as he draws near. These vendors come along the beach just with their fresh corn many times during the day, and they have a very specific vendor call. I wish my son was here. He can do it very, very well. I can't, but I can hear it in my head, and it always makes me smile. The sights and sounds stay with you to send you any time you wish back on a relaxation vacation. So just the nice, hot, sunny day is drawing to a close. And in Turkey, in Çeşme, it's not too far from the city, the women and children have these beautiful tiny apartments around the bay at Çeşme. And they stay there the whole summertime. That's where they go. Husbands and the fathers work in the city and come back in the evening. So every evening You can smell the delicious smells of the people cooking that delightful Turkish food, which I absolutely adore. I remember the chai tea, the apple tea. Tea is as big, if not bigger, in Turkey as it is in my home. And the lights come on all the balconies. Everybody eats out on the balcony, those tables set, the smells of the fresh bread. And you can see the wine glasses, the array of beautiful foods, and everybody is out on the balcony enjoying the sound of the surf. Nobody on the beach except maybe a couple of people walking. The bar down on the beach full of people having a cocktail or a drink before some of them go home to eat. And it's an incredible memory seeing that cove of apartments. My friend Cedar had an apartment there. That's why this is such a beautiful memory. And when she first took us there, just myself and the kids, I was blown away at the idyllic, beautiful setting. And just as I'm sitting here now in the trees, so many thousands of miles away from Turkey, haven't seen my friend Cedar in years. She's in England now. What a memory. What a beautiful, beautiful place to go back to in my mind. There were many, many things there that weren't so good. Not speaking the language, not understanding, learning the customs. But an incredible time. So in these times of relaxation, I affirm to myself that I am calm, peaceful and relaxed, safe in the knowledge with practice and repetition that I and you can always retreat to your own quiet place. And these suggestions will remain with you. Whenever you breathe, you'll relax and feel better every day. All the words and the phrases that I use in these relaxations become embedded in your quiet mind. And please, please be assured that the simplest things that I say when you listen to these over and over again, which I hope you do, is the same as when I relive those memories of being by the sea, that beautiful blue ocean, the yellow sand, the sun, the smells of that incredible place. And in a second, even just looking at the green trees here around me, they're superimposed on top of that wonderful memory of that beach, the shoreline, and that place of peace for me to retreat to. So, however you're relaxing now, just stay relaxed. Drift off into a deeper sleep. Go to a place that you love. And even if you don't go to sleep, reminisce with the memories of the things I have just spoken about. Make your own story. Enjoy a peaceful, healing sleep or rest. And when your body is ready to wake up and continue to do anything that you've set yourself to do, you will feel better than you have for a long time. Good night.